Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, this message is for Tim Sanders. I'm calling about having wood flooring installed in my shop. I run a small hair salon in Bayside Mall, and I'd like to change the flooring to wooden one. Could you give me a price estimate for this job? You were recommended to me by a friend of mine. You did some work for her a few years ago, and she was very happy with the quality of work. I did the rough measuring of the store, and if you call me back, I can give the information so that you can prepare an estimate. Or we can set up an appointment so that you can come over, see the shop for yourself. My name is Emily, and my number is 555-2482, and I'll be waiting for your call. Thank you.
Number 71. What type of business does Tim Sanders probably work for? Number 72. What information does the speaker want? Number 73. What did the speaker's colleague say about the business? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Phillips. I'm calling from CVS Pharmacy. You came yesterday and dropped off a prescription for your medication. You've asked to deliver the medicines to your house when it's ready, but there has been a problem. The prescription form you gave us was missing the signature of the doctor. We've called your doctor, Dr. Lee, and he will be faxing a new form today. But unfortunately, your medication won't be delivered this morning like we have promised. It should be ready late this afternoon because some information should be verified. We're sorry for the delay, and if you have any questions, please call us back. Otherwise, your medicine will be delivered to your house by the end of today. Thank you.
Number 74. What did Mr. Phillips request? Number 75. Why is there a delay? Number 76. Why does the man say, "Some information should be verified"? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Welcome aboard on our international mountain travel bus. We're ready to start our trip to Vancouver. We'll be traveling about 4 hours before we cross the U.S.-Canadian borders. Today's weather is supposed to be sunny all day, and we should be able to enjoy spectacular views of the mountain on the way. From time to time, I'll stop the bus to point out the famous landmarks of the area. Before we depart, I suggest everyone check to make sure you have your passports and other travel documents. It would be a shame to find out later on that you don't have the proper IDs and documents and go back on your own. If you have done that, then we're ready to start another exciting day.
Number 77. Where does this talk take place? Number 78. According to the speaker, what will the listeners do later in the day? Number 79. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you looking for a healthy and balanced life? Are you tired of juggling between your work and family? Now you can have it all. Kundalini Yoga, the most powerful and fastest-acting yoga known to the world, will help you manage your life better. The trailblazing course for beginners has been specially designed and produced by Guru Kalsha, PhD. Dr. Kalsha is a teacher and an author of 20 books on health and self-management. Now you have the chance to learn the basics of Kundalini Yoga through the convenient online training sessions. We started the live online broadcasting on basic yoga steps from last week. To find updated schedules and information on group discounts, please call 1-800-555-1285. Now, find peace in your life.
Number 80. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Now you can have it all"?
Number 81. What has recently been available for customers? Number 82. What do you have to do to get more information about the business? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following news report.
In local news, Sun Valley will soon become a national park. On Monday, the government finally put this popular gathering place on its list of the country's protected areas. The Bureau of National Parks said this place was chosen as an ecological reserve because of its unique settings that has both recreational and scientific values. Sun Valley was one of the few places in the nation that has rare wild plants and trees that are nearly extinct in other parts of the country. Some residents, however, said they were disappointed by the decision because it will increase the traffic and noise and make it difficult for local residents to enjoy the site. We will have more news after the short weather update.
Number 83. What is the report about? Number 84. According to the speaker, what does Sun Valley have? Number 85. What do some people expect will happen? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following recorded message.
Welcome. You have reached the maintenance office of Beacon Electronic Service Center. Customer satisfaction is our number one goal. I'm afraid our office is currently closed. Our regular business hours are from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. For frequently asked questions concerning operating your equipment, please log on to www.beaconelectronics.com. If you're experiencing a maintenance problem that requires immediate attention, please call our after-hour operators at 555-2394. For routine maintenance, please leave a detailed message after the recording, including your name and contact number, and we will reply as soon as the office opens in the morning. Thank you for using Beacon Electronics, the number one manufacturer of reliable home electronics.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the message? Number 87. What should listeners do if they need immediate help? Number 88. What information should the listener provide? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk. Well, I have an announcement before we move on to the next item on the agenda. The product design team has passed a real challenge on to us in the packaging engineering. They need a packaging for a new line of lamps that have a large decorative glass shade. Of course, it is very important to protect the glass components of the lamp, but it is also important to design the packaging that is cost-effective and visually appealing. I'll be distributing the sheet that has a drawing with the dimensions of the lamps, so review them
and we'll get together this afternoon to discuss the packaging designs. I'm looking forward to hearing some fresh ideas from you guys. Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What is the talk mainly about? Number 91. What does the man imply when he says, "I'm looking forward to hearing some fresh ideas"? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Thank you all for coming on such short notice. The sales and marketing division just informed me that the completion date for our website redesign has been moved up to next Friday. We only have about 10 days before the deadline. I know this could be a bit of stress for some of you, but the management thinks that having the workable website before introducing a new line of products will be necessary. It is my job to make sure this project is finished on time with quality work. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns on your assignment. This project is our top priority over all other projects. So, if you've completed your part and have extra time, please contact my assistant, Miss Eunice, at extension 857. There are still many sections that need help. Let us work together to make it a success.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 93. What is the speaker responsible for? Number 94. What should the listeners do if they have time available? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and map. The City of Boston would like to inform residents of the upcoming marathon competition. This Monday, April 12th, will be our 10th Boston Marathon competition organized by the Boston Athletic Association. The traffic will be closed in many parts of the city, so we encourage you to check your travel routes before you leave home this morning. Athletes as well as citizens will leave Union Street start line at 10 o'clock a.m. sharp. The first winner will arrive at the finish line at Boylston Street in a little over 2 hours after the competition starts. However, the roadblocks will last about 8 hours until most participants have passed the major roads, including Central Street and Washington Street. For more information, please contact BAA's office at 617-222-8473 or visit their website at www.baa.com. Number 95. What is this announcement about? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where will the participants finish their race? Number 97. What should people with questions do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and list.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Association of Accountants Annual Conference. I just want to make a few announcements before the morning schedule begins. Please note that the New Age software demonstration session, which was scheduled to be held in one of the conference rooms, has been moved to the lobby hall to accommodate more people. Also, tickets are still available for tomorrow night's banquet. It starts at 7 in the banquet hall, and the feature presenter is Mr. Marvin Klein, the author of My Life's Accounts. Mr. Klein plans to have a book signing after the presentation. If you haven't purchased your ticket yet, please stop by at the registration desk set up next to the main entrance.
Number 98. Where most likely is the announcement being made? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which room is no longer used at today's programs? Number 100. Where can you buy tickets for tonight's event?